Welcome back. 38 past the hour. You've got the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. My guest, Ron Deal, the director of Family Life Blended at the Family Life Ministry. Ron is a family therapist and an expert on step family issues. And he's here to take your calls this morning, whether you're part of a blended family or just have a general question about marriage issues. Valentine's Day coming up. And I know Ron would love to talk to you about your own marriage. Here's the phone number if you have a question for him, 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. It's basically free advice from a trusted expert from the Family Life Ministry. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's good to be with you.
So you and I were emailing each other yesterday about busyness, and even though, you know, we're in a world where we have incredible technology, we can be so efficient, it seems like we are just more busy than ever, feeling pressed for time constantly. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's so funny you said that. I just had breakfast with a friend, and he asked me if I had seen an email that came in this morning. Now, it's 6:45 a.m. when we're having this conversation, and he's already checked his email, and he assumes I've checked mine. That's like taking over our lives sometimes, I think. You know, it's funny when we bump into somebody, you see somebody at church or somebody you haven't seen in a while, what happens, right? They say, hey, Ron, so how you been? What are you up to? And then we go into this little ritual where we say, oh, well, I'm juggling this and I'm juggling that. We got this going on and that's going on. And then the other person says, you know, here's how the ritual goes. Oh, yeah, you got it bad. Well, let me tell you, we're juggling this and this and that. And we have these little conversations around how busy we are as if it's we're celebrating something and at the same time admitting how overwhelmed we feel. You know, people are listening to us right now driving to work, and they're already thinking about the six things they got to do the minute they walk in, the five things they got to do tonight when they get home, what's happening this weekend. I think we've got to figure out a way to slow down a little bit and start putting some margin into our lives. And if we don't do that, we're going to be in trouble. The funny thing to me is technology was amazing thing, but I've realized in my own life that technology has made it easier for me to work all the time. It's made it easier for me to be on demand. It's added pressure to my time. Life used to be compartmentalized, like you went to work and then you stopped and you went home. But now you can be at work all the time. You have your Google Docs on your mobile phone. You've got access to email and text, and people are up at all hours of the night responding to Facebook posts or whatever. And you feel this pressure to stay in touch and stay on top of all of it. I think our self-discipline is now going to have to kick in ways that it never had to before. What do you think about that?
Well, and I think the other part of that, Ron, is the example that we're setting for our kids and how we are allowing our kids to get caught up and sucked up into this this constant treadmill of busyness. I'm starting to see, and this really concerns me, I'm starting to see more and more these reports of anxiety disorders in middle school students. And, you know, part of that is just their hectic schedule, the pressure they feel to excel and to be involved in 1,000 different activities. And, of course, parents often pressuring their kids. At least as adults, maybe we can stop. Hopefully we can stop and go, gosh, this is just getting out of control. But our kids, they don't have they haven't developed those skills yet, those self-control skills. And that's very scary to me.
Yeah, Bill, that's very insightful. And I've realized that. And the school system kind of fosters that sort of immediacy when parents, you know, we have access to our kids' grades in real time. You know, when I was growing up, my mom and dad didn't have any idea how I was doing in school until those, you know, mid-semester grades came out or the end. And now it's kind of like because we have access to that, we feel the need to somehow be on top of it. And then I've seen that create in parents where we're kind of squashing our kids. We're just always on them about this or that because we're in the know about that. I want to give people right now listening permission to let it go. I mean, I just think we need to pause and say, you know what? It's okay. I shared with you a Dallas Willard quote that, to me, I'm still trying to live up to, but it is really good. Dallas Willard said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Now, here's the cool thing, Bill. He said that in response to a specific question. Somebody asked him. In fact, it was John Ortberg, the author and pastor, asked Dallas Willard, what's something I can do to foster my relationship with Christ, to deepen my relationship with Christ? And of all the things Dallas could have said in response to that, read your Bible more, go to church, serve God, you know, get out on the mission field, whatever, his answer was, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. See, I don't think we recognize that hurry is a spiritual issue. Hurry, the immediacy, the technology we're talking about, the I'm juggling this, I'm juggling that, all of that gets in the way of us slowing down and hearing the voice of God, slowing down, being in dialogue with God about our day, about decisions, about moments in time. We're so filled up with stuff that it's crowding out simple conversation and just time in our heart with the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. What happens in our marriages? You know, you talked about parenting. We're rushing our kids and they're feeling rushed and they don't have the self-discipline. You know, what about boundaries in our marriages if we don't find some balance in life, right? The next thing you know, your mobile phone is your mistress. Your busyness, the demands of work, this sense of expectation that you're staying on top of things and working all the time or somehow dialed into what's going on, in a workplace or with church or ministry or what happens. You know, all of a sudden, hurry becomes your mistress. And, you know, there was a time in my life where that was true. I was kind of captured by that. And I got to tell you, it really unwinds you quickly, and you don't even realize it until you wake up one day and your wife is saying she feels disconnected and unimportant. And you're going, wait, what happened? How did we get here? So slowing down, having self-discipline, setting some boundaries, turning it off, and being in the moment with the people that you're with, those are some things we really need to work on.
Well, that is so well. So you mentioned Dallas Willard a second ago, and I was just thinking of two spiritual disciplines that really apply to this. One is the discipline of simplicity, and the other is the discipline of solitude, neither of which we are very good at in 2017. And perhaps all of us need to carve out some time for solitude, time with God each week, preferably each day, and certainly to simplify things both in our family and in our personal life, our work life. Our guest is Ron Deal. He's the director of Family Life Blended at the Family Life Ministry. If you have a question about busyness, how to manage that in your own life, or a question about step family issues, we'd love to hear from you. Here's the phone number, 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Welcome back. It's 48 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. My guest is Ron Deal. He's the director of Family Life Blended at the Family Life Ministry, Dennis and Barbara Rennie's ministry in Arkansas. And Ron heads up their ministry to step families, doing some great work there. And let's get back to the topic we were discussing earlier, and that's the hurriedness, the busyness of life, which is just, I think, really impacting us in ways we don't even realize sometimes. What are some practical things we can do to start building in more margin and cut back on our busyness?
You know, I think the first thing we have to do is be self-defined. And what I mean by that is the opposite would be other-defined. If we let other people in their expectations of us tell us how we should structure our life, how accessible we should be to information, whether I should be checking my email at 5 a.m. in the morning or not, then all of a sudden I'm going to, you know, be running around ragged because I'm not able to say, you know what, for me, no, I'm not going to check email before I walk into the office. No, I'm not going to do that. So being self-defined is about being willing to say no and know what's important for you, set margin in your life, but it also means being willing to disappoint other people. Now, Bill, we've just stepped into a topic that we Christians aren't very good at. You know, we don't like disappointing other people. If your spouse is one thing, you don't want to disappoint them. But even your coworker, your boss, the person at church you don't even know very well, but somehow you feel like you have to live up to their expectations, whatever those are. We've got to understand it's okay to say no, and even if that means somebody's a little disappointed in you. Jesus did this. I'm so relieved in Mark chapter 1 that there was an occasion where the disciples are looking for Jesus because there's a bunch of people waiting to be healed. And Jesus says, you know what? It's time for us to leave and go to another city because I'm going to preach the gospel. There's another purpose for which my time demands. I'm not going to go back, and all those people waiting on me are going to have to be disappointed, is essentially what he said and what he did. And so, yes, there are purposes that trump your expectations of me. And that's a little hard to live with for some of us, but we need to learn how to do that. Otherwise, we're just going to be completely run down by all the expectations of others. So dial down those expectations of other people and get in touch with your expectations for yourself, what God asks of you. Yes, you got to use time management strategies. Yes, you've got to be willing to make some choices and learn how to manage your day and calendar and those kinds of things. But at the end of it, if you're not able to say no and disappoint other people, time management strategies won't work. It always comes back to me and my willingness to kind of stand up for what's right and follow through with that.